Allie Hartwick talking with Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemme from Broken Lizard. And you guys had an important question for me, even.
Best wings in Buffalo.
Best wings in Buffalo?
Gabriel's Hands, Gate.
That's the best one in the city of Buffalo.
Yeah. You hear that?
Barbell, East Aurora.
Okay.
Have
you ever been?
No, we went to Gabriel's Gate. Gabriel's Gate, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's where we went last time we were there.
Okay. She's from Buffalo. I don't know if you know that.
I hear you.
That's how it goes. Good. All right, I am talking with Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemme about Wings, but we should be talking about your upcoming performances at Comedy Works downtown, because that's why you're here.
You're such a professional. Do you know that?
Oh, my God.
I think you're the best DJ ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really.
I'm so glad I have that recorded. I'm going to send it to my boss after this.
Like, you know what? You have a real gift for segues.
Thank you.
Yeah, best segue in the business,
I'd
say.
It's all about segues.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I practice with my dog at home.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay. He's great. He's real attentive. It's awesome.
That's comedy.
Here, let me get back to it, though. Let's not get off the rails.
Yeah, we got shows.
Comedy Works, Larimer Square.
Yep.
One tonight on Thursday at 8 o'clock, two on Friday, two on Saturday at 7:30 and 9:45.
Yeah. We've been here, this is our fifth time, I think. Our fifth time.
You guys were just here a couple months ago, weren't you?
We were here promoting Super Troopers 2. So we came through and did like a screening, and then we did like a little, you know, press tour thing, and then moved on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Super Troopers, that's how everyone, for the most part, knows you guys. You're part of Broken Lizard.
Right.
Super Troopers is what brought you to my knowledge, and I think that's true for most people.
Yeah. And then Beer Fest was another big hit for us.
Which actually I just watched recently and did not recognize you at all as the same person.
Acting.
Yeah.
It's funny because when we...
I think it's wigs, actually.
No, because that was my... Like, we permed my hair and then shaved...
And shaved it?
3 inches of male pattern baldness in my forehead every day.
It was a dark time in his life.
Yeah, it was actually not great.
And, I mean, you should have gotten the Oscar. F. Charlize Theron, that's a transformation.
This is what I'm talking about.
Right?
This is what I'm talking about. Like, any actor who's ever transformed themselves the way I did, like De Niro and Raging Bull, Charlize Theron, they win the Oscar. They're shoo-in.
Sean Penn.
That's who I modeled it after. Carlito's Way. Sean Penn.
Right.
They didn't even give me a look.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, and people, dude. But people come up to me all the time. They're like, I didn't recognize it. We were actually, when we went to Albuquerque to shoot Beer Fest, a dude came up to us in a bowling alley.
That's right.
Like on one of our first nights there. And he had a pitcher of beer and five glasses. And he was like, I just have to drink with you guys. I'm a huge Super Troopers fan. Loved Club Dread. I got to party with you guys. He poured out the five beers, handed out four to these guys, and the fifth one was for himself. And he started to toast to everybody. And I was like, how about me? And he was like, yeah, okay, buddy. And then like, I was like, no, I'm actually the fifth Broken Lizard guy. He was like, hey, yeah, okay, buddy. And then I was like, no, seriously, I play Mac in Super Troopers. He's like, yeah, okay, I'm trying to drink with these guys. And
do you have to like pull up your IMDb page and be like, look, it's me?
Yeah, he would pull him in a circle.
He wouldn't believe me. Aww. And these guys finally were like, no, it's him for real.
It's actually him, yeah.
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 Well, Kevin, you stretched yourself in Beer Fest too. You had to play two characters.
I did. I had to play twins.
Yeah,
you know,
that's tough.
That's always a hard thing to do.
I know.
What was your technique into getting to those different characters?
Do the exact same thing. Yeah. Well, that was the funny thing. Is like, you know, we were mocking the twin thing.
Yeah,
it's like I'm a twin for like 2 seconds, and then I'm like, just call me by the same name, and I'll be the same guy.
Yeah,
and that's cool.
Yeah.
It was a very well-constructed plot device.
It was good. Well, it was a thing where we made a joke about it, because what happens is you go develop these movies with these movie studios, and they want to hit certain beats. And there's always a time in a movie, they call it the end of the second act, when you're at your low point, and then you have to rise up. And we didn't have a low point in Beer Fest. And we were joking around, like, it would be funny if one of us died. If one of us died in Beer Fest, that would be pretty funny. But then we realized the guy who died couldn't be in the last part of the movie. So like, how would if we die, and we'll just bring the same guy back the next scene? And we pitched to the studio, and they thought it was the dumbest thing in the world. They hated that idea. And then ultimately we did it, and then they
You just they did a little like soap opera logic.
Yeah.
Introduce
bring it back.
Totally
just,
fine.
We're just cheating.
Now, I'm sure I'm doing what everyone does and just talks about Super Troopers and Beer Fest, but your comedy. I mean, people are going to come see you for that. How is it different, or what can people expect? Are we just going to get highlights of your movies?
No. I mean, we just finished filming our third comedy special. Our stand-up show. So we're professionals at that too now.
Wow.
Yeah.
We do a little of everything. You know, we come out together, maybe play a game with the audience, and then Kevin does like 25 minutes of stand-up. Then I come back out, we do a two-man. That's when we'll do like a behind-the-scenes from the story. And I think tonight we're going to talk about the making of Super Troopers 2. Kevin and I have a little intimate scene in that movie.
Oh, how special.
We do. Yeah, it is special. It's, you know, it's romantic. It's a romantic moment between us, which is surprising.
Yeah.
But I think it's what people wanted.
Yeah, and then Kevin, you know, he punts himself off the stage, and then I do 25 minutes of when I say standard stand-up comedy, I mean, like, you know, it's just that format, but it's excellent.
Okay. Well, good to know. Jokes. I was on the fence.
Yeah. Jokes. Are you coming to the show?
I'll consider it.
They have wings.
She's not the best. She's not the best DJ.
No. I don't think I'm doing anything on Saturday. I'll try. So you say games with the audience. What games do you play?
Kind of drinking related games.
Okay.
I think the last time we threw here, you know, we did some chugging with the audience. We've had audience members up. Didn't we have a sexy peach eating contest one time with the audience?
Yeah, and if you won the sexy peach eating contest, you would win a walk-on part in our next movie.
Right.
Which was the sequel to Beer Fest, which was, you know, I mean, F Fest is
Love
what we
fest,
were calling it. Yeah,
call it.
Sex Fest. Yeah. I mean, just good times.
It sounds like good times.
So we'll bring people to the audience, have some fun.
Yeah.
So you guys have been working together since college. You tour together. You have a stand-up special together. Do you ever get just sick of each other?
Mm. Totally. Like on Thursday, we'll fly into a town, have a great time. We'll talk, catch up, whatever it is. By Sunday, we're sitting on opposite ends of the plane. We walk through the airport. We don't talk to each other. It's done.
It's finished.
Over. Yeah.
Well, because it happens early. It's just like today, you know, we've been doing the radio tour, and we're in one radio station, and Kevin, who's always like reminding me to speak into the mic, he just wouldn't speak into the mic. And then I shamed him to the DJs. I put the mic in front of his face. I said something about it. They made fun of him. He kept still not talking into the mic.
Sure.
When he engaged with them.
This is my mouth. I'll do it where I want. My mouth.
That was bothering me. So it's, you know, it started early, but already, like, I think when we drive home to the condo that we're staying in after this radio appearance, I won't be talking to him already.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. As long as you talk to each other here.
Yeah. And on stage.
Care. Yeah. Yeah.
As long as we act as if we like each other.
We save the magic for the stage.
That's right. I can tell. This has been a little magicless. Can we finish it off with like some zip?
Come on. Let's get something going here. Like.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get some zip going. All right, Chairman, what kind of zip do you got?
I don't know.
No, Kevin and I actually, we shot a TV pilot that just got picked up to a series. We got a TV series greenlit on True TV. It's called Tacoma FD. And we are playing firefighters in the wettest city in the country. So we don't really fight too many fires. We fight boredom.
So you're stretching yourselves there, because that sounds radically different from Super Troopers.
We pitched it as Super Troopers in a fire station.
Okay.
We even grew the mustaches.
Yeah, we're staying in the lane. Yeah. You know what I mean? Stay in the lane. Yeah.
It works.
You know what I mean? Write what you know.
Yeah, write what you know.
Obviously. Okay, Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemme, they are going to be at Comedy Works downtown in Larimer Square until Saturday. Yeah, stop on by and see them. I might. I'll consider it.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. You'll have some laughs. I guarantee you two laughs.
Two?
Two laughs guaranteed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they've got wings there, too.
They do.
You can order just flappers.
All right. Wings and two laughs, I'll do it.
Boom.
Hey, listen, you know, in this day and age, if that's the best you can get, you should take it.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.